guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. First, my audio is going to be a little off. My old microphone broke. I put in the new one, but my amplifier for it is not in yet. So I have to boost the heck out of this digitally. So if it sounds a little bit off, understand that's only for another day or two. Then I'll be back to normal. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about why a lot of guys that might have been, a lot of guys that are red pill guys or guys that have kind of understand that the dating world is different than the way they first believed, which is if you grow up, you make a good salary, you're a nice guy, you're a stable provider, you should be able to get married and have a family and be happily ever after. Well, if you don't believe that anymore, and you've kind of taken what we like to term the red pill, you've woken up to that's not the way, that's not how things actually work. But a lot of guys still say, hey, I want to date. I want to go out there and meet a girl and have an opportunity to still date and maybe have a long-term relationship. I'm gonna be doing another video on maybe some places you can go to get some dating advice with some other YouTubers and some other guys in the manosphere. That's not the point of this video. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about why I don't think that actually works very well and how things have gotten so tipped around. I'm going to bring up an image that I want you guys to look at. This is an image from a dating profile. And this is a young lady. She's 22. From what I can tell of this photo, it's something that someone else posted, so I don't have any other photos. But if you look at her, her arms are a little bit bigger and not very well defined. So I don't think she works out very much, and she may be a little bit heavier than average. But the point is, she says, I may not be the prettiest or the funniest, but I'll gag on your trouser snake with full intent of ending myself. So what more do you want? So basically, she's putting it out there as, look, just show up. I'm not pretty. I'm not funny. But I will do, if we match up, I'm in. We'll fool around. We'll do whatever. Now, let's give this girl a 5 average or 4, whatever you want. But what happens when you're a guy that's in the dating world, and let's say you're a 7 or an 8, and you know that if you try to hook up with a 7 or 8 girl, it's texting, it's playing games, it's being interesting, it's coming across as flirty but not too forward, and you got to make sure that you show her that you have a high value and you're the blah, 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 blah. It's a lot of work. But a guy that's just laying on his bed, that's looking for a little bit of easy action, would look at her and go, eh, she looks like she's got a big bobs. That'll be easy. I'll swipe on it, see what happens. Hey, it's a match. And this guy that may be 3-4 rungs higher on the ladder than this gal can say, hey, you want to hook up? And she looks at him and she goes, wow, he's hot. He's good looking. Seems to have a pretty good job. Yeah, I'm in. He rolls over to hers. She rolls over to his. They do the deed and he bounces. It's better than his hand. It was easy, easy pickings. Well, that guy may not have very high standards, but in the same token, he's not looking for a girlfriend. He's looking for a little bit of fun. And she puts it out there just as easy. It's a laydown for him. Well, he would put no effort into this versus having to play game and work really hard for another girl for weeks. Or maybe he's doing both. Maybe he's contacted this good-looking girl, and maybe he's just a little bit better than average. But he's got a good job. He's got some finances. He's got some game. He's taken some courses on good ways to keep a girl's interest and talk to her. So while he's playing game with that girl, he just gets a lay down like this. Now, what if you're on her level, a 5 or a 6, and you try to hook up with her, even though you've got some game and such? She's going to say, well, this guy's funny and interesting. This guy's really hot. Maybe she does both. But do you think you're actually going to be able to date her? No, because she looks at you and says, well, you're average.